What sort of plow did you break ground with in the spring?
Huh?
What sort of plow did you break ground with in the spring?
Well, we didn't have those modern plows like they have today. It was mostly a single plow, you know. Just the single plow, we had a single plow that you could plow it when you plowed your ground. It was a single, big, wide, it was just one big blade like that, you know. We plowed with two mules, two horses. We'd break all our ground up with that. See, then we'd plant. When we'd plant, a lot of time we'd plant with the two horses, so they'd walk one on each side of the row, so you could open your furrow to put your corn or whatever you're going to plant in there, you see. And then we had a cultivator come on in the later years. They had what they call the Moline, which was a six blade. It had wheels on it. You could put two horses or two mules on it and pull it. It's like they have there now. Now they got those machines as wide as this house here with those same wheels, you see. But it's molded with a motor. We used to use a horse or a mule to pull it in those days. They only had three blades on each side. It was those round things. They'd have nothing to turn them. When you pull them up like that, as we use that to lay by our ground, lay by our corn or anything like that, that's the last work we do. We come on with that machine, and it's built up high. They had those two outfits on each side. You could pass over corn that was there near that high without disturbing the corn. Pass right over the top with two horses, one on each side. And that machine would come on in there, and you pull all that dirt up to the corn. That was the last working, just like they do down there in the corn, in the cane field. In the cane field, they're doing the same thing there now, but they don't have only one. They take, I believe, three or four rows at one time with those big machines they got there. When they turn around, the rows are made, that the one machine pass over this one here, the other pass over there, the big machine is in the middle. And they go around in there, but they don't know the end, they don't make four rows at one time. They go way around, turn around, get in over there. About four passes, they done got an acre of land. And they do that in about three quarters of an hour. First, an acre of land, it take us 2 days to work to cultivate it. And he does it in about an hour with one man, you see. That's the difference. So much improvement in the tools and the equipment and everything else, you know. Nobody sweat. Otherwise, you had to walk behind that plow.
Back in your days, when you came in, your shirt was wet. You had sweated.
So the way things is today with what we were down there, it's 100% different. That's why there's so much unemployment today. You know, the unemployment is so great in the farms, especially, and everywhere there. You take in the farm. I would say that to lay by the crop and work the crop in the springtime, I've seen as much as 40 hands in the field working, all ages. If they were big enough to handle a hoe, they were in the field. And an old man like me, if he's able to hoe, he's out there in the field cutting grass and working around the corn and everything else. Understand? You could see him over in the gang in the field. Today you ain't got nobody in the field but one man. And then he said, well, what are we going to do? The doggone machine is taking everything. You know what I mean? You don't need those hands. You don't need those helpers.
Did you have something that you would break the ground up fine with? Real fine?
Yeah. They got a chopper, a machine down there that they have. My son placed down there by Black over there. That's the man that works his place. He got there. He got a little piece of land up there. They raise sugar cane stuff. They got a, like I said, they like those cultivators. But it's all wheels, you know, on different angles. They turn, and you can't imagine, they go past. They plow that down big, you see, and they come out with that other machine and go over it. And when they get through with it, they smooth it this, yeah. They just go around and they cut deep. That stuff goes in that bone, they just chop that just as deep as you want. Put it.